American Language Course, Book 26, Tape 4B. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 4B. Look at Figure 1. Look at the pictures and repeat the words and sentences you hear.
Lean. Lean. Don't lean on the table. It might collapse. Vibrate. Vibrate. This fan needs to be fixed. It vibrates too much. Identical. Identical. Our cars are identical. They're the same year and model. Idle. Idle. Why are you sitting there idle? We have lots of work to do. Historic. Historic. These buildings are historic. They were built hundreds of years ago. Tension. Tension. There's too much tension on the rope. It's going to break. Path. Path. If you follow this path, it will lead you to the lake. Compartment. Compartment. My desk has many compartments. I can organize my supplies in the different sections.
Now look at Figure 2. Listen to some questions and select the best answer. Then repeat the answer.
Number 1. Those two girls are twins. They look exactly the same. How can we describe them? The answer is B. Repeat. The girls are identical. Number 2. My new suitcase is great because it has a lot of sections for all my things. What does it have? The answer is A. Repeat. The suitcase has compartments. Number 3. She is sitting around at home watching TV instead of working. How can we describe her? The answer is B. Repeat. She is idle. Number 4. The fan is shaking and moving a lot. What is it doing? The answer is C. Repeat. The fan is vibrating. Number 5. Susie is putting all of her weight against the wall. What is she doing? The answer is C. Repeat. Susie's leaning against the wall. Number 6. The museum contains objects that were made hundreds of years ago. What kind of objects are these? The answer is A. Repeat. The objects are historic. Number 7. What's the best way to get to the river from here? The answer is A. Repeat. Take the path through the woods. Number 8. Howard is working hard to finish his project because it's due tomorrow. What is his situation? The answer is B. Repeat. He has a lot of tension today.
Look at figure 3. Look at the pictures and repeat the words and sentences you hear.
Landmark. Landmark. Pilots use landmarks such as mountains or skyscrapers to help guide them. Scarcely. Scarcely. We scarcely go to the movies. We hardly ever go. Wait on. Wait on. Waiters and waitresses wait on customers in a restaurant. Come along with. Come along with. Can I come along with you to the movie? I want to see it too. Be up to. Be up to. Phil is tired today. He isn't up to playing football. The responsibility is yours. The decision is up to you. Stand by. Stand by. The captain said to stand by for my orders. They're almost ready. My family stood by me when I lost my job. At all. At all. The fog was so dense we could see nothing at all. In exchange for. In exchange for. Can I get French fries in exchange for a baked potato?
Now look at figure 4. Listen to the dialogues and questions about the dialogues. Then select the best answer. Then repeat the correct answer. Number 1.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to the mall.
May I join you?
What does the man want to do? The answer is C. Repeat. He wants to come along with her. Number two.
What's the matter, Jean?
My car's being repaired, so I have to ride the bus to work. I haven't ridden a bus for 3 or 4 years.
How often does Jean ride the bus? The answer is A. Repeat. She scarcely rides the bus. Number three.
Excuse me, miss. Could you serve me some more coffee?
Yes, sir. Right away.
What does the man want the woman to do? The answer is C. Repeat. He wants her to wait on him. Number four.
What can a pilot use when his instruments can't help him find his location?
Well, he can use mountains, tall buildings, and even lakes to guide him.
What did the woman say? The answer is B. Repeat. A pilot can use landmarks. Number five.
The airline accepted more reservations than it had seats for on the plane.
So now we have to wait to see if someone doesn't arrive on time, right?
That's correct.
What will the people do? The answer is A. Repeat. They will stand by. Number six.
Where do you want to go tonight?
I don't know, dear. Where do you want to go?
I don't care. It's your decision.
What did the man tell his wife? The answer is C. Repeat. He said the decision's up to her. Number seven.
Miss, I can't wear this shirt my brother bought me. May I get a larger size to replace it?
Yes, sir. The shirts are right over here. Let me help you.
What does the man want? The answer is B. Repeat. He wants a larger shirt in exchange for the small one. Number eight.
Could you help me with this exercise?
I'm sorry, but I don't even have enough time to finish mine.
What did the woman say to Jim? The answer is A. Repeat. She had no time at all to help him. Go to figure 5. Repeat the words and sentences. Notice the position of these adverbs that tell about frequency. They will come either before the verb or after the verb be.
Never. Never. We never eat out during the week. Mark is never late to class. Seldom. Seldom. She seldom gets her hair cut. My mom is seldom ill, even though she works at a hospital. Rarely. Rarely. Betty rarely goes downtown in the summer. William is rarely ever late with his assignments. Hardly. Hardly. It hardly ever rains in the desert. He was hardly ever home before 6 p.m. Scarcely. Scarcely. Dottie scarcely wrote letters when she was overseas. Walter was scarcely tired even after he'd worked 12 hours.
Now look at figure 6. Listen to a sentence and write the adverb in the correct position, either before the verb or after the verb be. Let's do the example. Listen. Example. Kathy never wakes up before 6 a.m. You should have written never before wakes up. Repeat. Kathy never wakes up before 6 a.m. Now, let's do the exercise.
Number 1. She has never visited Washington, D.C. Number 2. The team seldom wins its soccer games. Number 3. The captain was rarely absent from class. Number 4. She hardly ever laughed at her husband's jokes. Number 5. It scarcely ever snows in San Antonio.
Let's check our answers.
Number 1. You should have written never before visited. Repeat. She has never visited Washington, D.C. Number 2. You should have written seldom before wins. Repeat. The team seldom wins its soccer games. Number 3. You should have written rarely after was. Repeat. The captain was rarely absent from class. Number 4. You should have written hardly before ever. Repeat. She hardly ever laughed at her husband's jokes. Number 5. You should have written scarcely before ever. Repeat. It scarcely ever snows in San Antonio.
This is the end of tape 4B, book 26.